Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
We just received word of a mass casualty incident nearby.
You cannot tell Shepard until I've told Meredith.
Christina and I are engaged.
Mediator, Mediator, I need help down here!
My buddy's trapped. He's trapped under a car.
Dr. O'Malley and I made a deal. He's gonna find my son before I go into surgery.
We just have to bandage him up. We're gonna find someone to take him to the hospital, and then we're gonna find your mom.
I gotta get out of here!
Don't
move! Like I said, disappearances happen. Pains go phantom. Blood stops running. And people fade away.
Kramer in 2309 because his x-rays are done and I don't know what to do.
Higgins in 2312 needs diet orders
I needed a monitor to Collins in 2323. Page me if his systolic drops below 90. I gave him a loading dose of GH to lower his heart rate. Now, either of you seen Dr. Gray?
I checked on her earlier, but she's a little sedate today.
Not Dr. Ellis Gray. Dr. Meredith Gray.
No.
Not since this morning.
Fine.
If there's anything emergent, page me in the pit.
George... Did you find him? Is Chris okay? Is he awake? Is he...
Answer, Mrs. Height O'Malley.
Chris is fine. He's glad you're okay and he'll be waiting for you after surgery.
He's being very brave.
That's my Chris. That's my boy. Thank you, Dr. O'Malley, so much.
Dr. O'Malley, hold up a second.
So what happens when the happy mother in there wakes up after surgery and her son isn't there to greet her? What then? How are you going to explain that, O'Malley?
If she wakes up after surgery because Mylai helped to save her life, I'm okay with that, Dr. Bailey.
Find that child.
Yes, ma'am.
Her echo showed cardiac tamponade.
So our first priority is stabilize the traumatic pericardial effusion.
Well, keeping mom alive means keeping baby alive. I'll monitor the surgery while he operates.
I'll notify you all.
Chief, we got a mob scene in the clinic of people looking for missing family members and nothing but a 2-hour-old list of patients.
And no one has any more information than you do. The police are asking us questions. Search and rescue can't track it. We'll have to do it ourselves.
Is there some kind of system that...
You're the system, correct? Figure it out.
How's she doing?
Well, we won't know until we get her up to the OR. Is she still Jane Doe?
Yeah.
To be in that condition and have no one who knows you even know.
What?
She's all alone. It makes you think. You know, if I went missing, would anyone notice I was gone?
Do
something.
He's still seizing. There's nothing more I can do.
You're supposed to put something in his mouth so to bite his tongue, aren't you?
No, he's putting anything in his mouth. We just have to let him write it out.
Well, what are you going to do? You just can't let him die.
They're going to come soon in a little while and they'll get him out.
He said we don't got much time.
What if they don't get him out from there before he...
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Please, you can't quit on us now. You just got to try something else.
I'm out of practice. I've been watching. For weeks, I've just been watching. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You stopped the bleeding. That was good. Come on, please. I know this guy. I believe in him. I believe he can make it. You gotta believe in it, too. You gotta believe you can do this. Please. Don't stop now.
Who's got a cell phone?
You guys good? You okay? Yeah, what do you got?
Nearly severed leg, but he had his artery tied off, so something.
Yeah, who tied off the artery?
The doctor grabbed his shirt jacket.
You found him like this. She must have moved on.
Yeah.
Okay. Doc!
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, just stabilize the fracture and get him to the hospital as soon as possible. Hey, you okay? And did the doctor bring you here? Huh? Meredith? Meredith, okay?
George. Is your name Chris?
No.
Is he? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you have a new list?
Not yet.
Nothing? How can there be no new information?
Isn't there someone you can call? Someone who knows something?
Nobody knows anything right now.
What's that?
That's ridiculous. We've been for hours waiting. Come on. Quiet! 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 Quiet!
All right, that list is all I have for you, and it sucks, but that's it.
I can't believe you don't have some kind of a system. I mean...
If you give me a minute to think, I'll come up with the damn system.
I just want you to know that I understand you're under a lot of pressure. If you just need to sit for a minute, or if you need a hand, or a hug.
Chief Weber?
Oh, Chief, I got a guy here, and we can't extricate him.
Hold on, who's it?
And I've tried everything.
Hold on, who's it?
It's Izzy Stevens. I'm at the dock. I've got a patient with a depressed skull fracture and probably an intracranial bleed.
Is he showing signs of increased pressure?
Yes. His left pupil is blown. He's gone limp. He's seizing, and now his right pupil is dilating.
He could be herniating. What's your ETA to the hospital?
That's what I'm saying. We can't get him out. He's stuck under a car, and we can't get him out.
Okay. First, you've got to stay calm.
I can't stay calm. Calm was over minutes ago. Calm is gone. Calm is an impossibility. I've got his best friends here, and I can't let him die. So please, just tell me what I need to do.
Chief. You need to do some burr holes.
Burr holes? I can't do burr holes out here.
Do you want to save his life, Stevens?
Yes.
All right.
I need a minute to check something out in the book, and then I'll talk you through it.
You're looking it up in a book?
I'm not a neurosurgeon, Stevens, and I want to make sure we get this right.
Somebody find me a copy of Boardman's Neurosurgery.
Everything okay?
You know anything about making burr holes?
Done it a couple times.
Good. Don't go anywhere. Stevens, listen to me.
I'm gonna need a drill.
There's one in my truck.
What do you need a drill for? I've got to drill holes in your friend's head.
Watch your back, coming through.
Hello, I'm suturing here.
Sorry, ma'am.
Did you just get back?
Yeah, I'm looking. Have you seen any lost children down here?
Is Meredith back, too? Because I need her. It's really important.
Yeah, this is important. This kid's missing. His mom's in surgery.
What kind of surgery?
This kid's lost. You didn't see it today, Christina. You weren't out there.
I know.
Have you seen any lost kids down here or not?
Not.
Okay.
Do you know where Meredith is?
Leave them.
Yeah, I know.
All right, if you can identify the patient, please write their name on the picture.
I've got markers.
These patients are in surgery, and these patients are in the ICU.
This is Fatima. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's in the OR stable.
Okay, all these people have been transferred from other hospitals.
Oh, and I have the details.
No.
If it's okay, I got a case I need to check on.
My husband's not on that board.
Kelly Winter, she's not either.
What does that mean?
They could be in shock or walked away from the site or...
Just say it. A lot of people died. They're dead.
We don't know that.
So how can we know?
My wife, she wasn't in these photos either, but she's pregnant. Is it possible you just didn't see her?
She's pregnant?
What? It's okay.
Just think. Where is she? Which way did she go? Okay, take your time. Take all the time you need. You're doing great.
I'll be right here.
What is it? Good.
Heart is coming from the right atrium.
You're gonna put her on bypass because that could compromise the baby?
No, I can fix her heart while it's still beating.
Push 40 milligrams of Esmeral.
Found her husband. I found him. She's not Jane Doe. Her name's Casey. Casey Clark. What?
How do you know?
What?
How do you know it's Casey Clark?
Well, she's pregnant and...
There were hundreds of people on that ferry, Alex. Hundreds. And chances are that more than one was pregnant. Now, do not give that man hope unless you are certain. Do not give him hope until you've checked every last body in the morgue.
Dr. Burke, can I
Yes, make it fast.
I gotta tell you, this group of interns.
Emotional.
Headstrong.
Hot-headed, stubborn. They think they know everything. And you can only give them so much rope before they hang themselves with it. It's like they lose all rationality. They don't want to listen to reason.
Jeez, Preston, don't hold back. Getting hypotensive. And I'm seeing some late D cells in the fetal heart monitor. The baby is not getting enough blood.
Almost. Just one pulse pitch. Got it. Put on the echo.
Baby's heart rate stabilized.
Yeah, I haven't seen the worst of it.
What's the deal?
Do you know how massive this hospital is? How many people, not just sick people, not to mention if I'm a little kid, how many places can I hide? He's little. A little kid can hide anywhere.
What, you're looking for a kid?
Yeah. His mom's in surgery, and if I don't find him, Bailey will. Well, to start, she'll change their son's middle name to Elvis or Tupperware. Or, yeah. I'm not kidding. Anything will be better than George.
I know a place a kid might be.
Really? You could have warned me.
You didn't check down here, right?
No.
So, stop whining and tell me if you find a pregnant chick. You know, you're not the only one with the detail that sucks. You know? I'm supposed to deal with these freaked out families. I'm not good with people. They should just let me stick to patients.
Patients are people, especially kids.
You know what I mean.
He's face down. How does that... Come here and help me turn his body right.
Dude.
Don't tell me it doesn't matter. I swear to God.
Dramatic much? This doesn't bother you?
Any of this? All this death, it doesn't mean anything to you.
Working, why would it?
Yeah, well, it's working.
Caucasian female, about 30 years old.
She looks about 7 months pregnant.
Now remember, Stevens, that drill isn't just going to stop like a neurosurgical drill. So as soon as you feel a release of pressure, stop the drill or you'll pierce his brain.
Even if I don't see blood?
Trust your instinct, Stevens. Trust the feel of it.
I'm ready. No, wait. I need to clean the drill off one more time.
You've cleaned it a dozen times, Stevens. It's as clean as it's gonna get. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Place 3 fingers above the ear and 2 or 3 fingers in front of that on the side where the first pupil blew.
Got it.
All right, now, use the scalpel to make a vertical scalp incision down to the skull.
Jeez. I see a lot of blood, a lot.
Superficial bleeders, nothing to worry about.
Are you at the skull?
Yes.
Drill a hole in the middle of the incision. Oh, God!
Okay, that can't happen. Do you understand me? Sounds can't happen. Freaking out can't happen because if you freak out, I'm gonna freak out. And I'm the one holding a power drill to your friend's brain. So if you're gonna vomit, if you're gonna make sounds, step away. If you're gonna stay here, you have to pull it together. Okay?
We're good, Doc.
Okay, I'm ready.
The temporal bone's only going to be a couple millimeters thick.
I'm in. But the dura looks fine.
You're gonna have to go in again.
Frontal lobe, right?
That's right. Just behind the hairline, a few centimeters off the midline.
This bone will be thicker. About 5 times as thick as the temporal bone.
Okay. Hold on.
What do you see?
I think I see blood. I see some blood.
Okay, now this is important.
Drill around the hole to expand the opening. You have to try and relieve the pressure.
Okay. Okay. The hole is about 2 centimeters around now. I see blood. I definitely see blood.
Try to evacuate as much of the clot as you can.
With what? I don't have suction.
Use your finger.
Gauze. Anything.
I see clotted blood.
No arterial?
No.
Good. Now how does the dura look? Is it bulging or does it look lax?
Looks like it's pulsating regularly with the heartbeat. That's another good, right?
That's great,
Stevens. Pulsating, that means blood and oxygen are entering the brain.
Now, pack it with gauze
so you can minimize the bleeding.
Oh, okay. Get the rescue rig in here.
Nicely done, Steve.
Stay there. Is he going to be okay?
We've relieved the pressure on his brain, but he's still got a lot of other injuries.
Hey. His eyes are open.
Hey, kid. Kid. You okay?
You need to come with me. Kid?
How's she doing?
Good. No intestinal damage. Missed all our vital organs. She's almost done here. You find her son?
I've looked everywhere. I've been in contact with the scene, with Mercy West, with Seattle Presbyterian. Checking. He's lost.
He's in the water. So when she wakes up, I get to inform her that she's not going to die. She's just going to want to die.
I'm sorry, okay, I'm gonna keep looking.
Yeah, you do that.
It's right pupil's not dilating anymore. It was normal tense, but his pulse is still up in the 130s.
Okay, what's his neurological status?
GCS is 8. I'm sorry, I ran out of sterile grapes. I had to use some guy's t-shirt. It wasn't sweaty or anything. He was a clean guy, but...
Okay, call the OR. Tell them we're coming up.
I also dropped the scalpel in the field, and by that time I had used all the alcohol swabs and the drill bits, so I think we should load him up with antibiotics. Lots and lots of antibiotics.
Stevens, you put a drill through a man's skull and didn't hit his brain. You saved his life. Get cleaned up and get to the OR. You got work to do.
The OR?
Yes, the OR. You're officially off probation.
Oh, Christina. Oh, my God. You are not going to believe what I just did. I'm going to tell you, but you're not going to believe it. You're going to think I made the whole thing
up. You're back? Wait, is Meredith back?
I drilled a hole into this guy's skull.
What?
Several holes, actually, with a drill I borrowed from a guy named Vince. Packed the hole with freaking tissue, then brought him back here, and now I get to scrub in on his craniotomy.
So you haven't seen Meredith?
It was like a ride, this crazy roller coaster ride with, like, adrenaline shooting out of my ears. You'd think that my hands would be shaking, but they weren't. There was no shaking. Did I mention the drill?
Okay, Izzy, I get it. You are a hero. I am jealous. But I need to know where the hell Meredith is.
Okay. I don't know where the hell Meredith is. She should be back here. I didn't see her at the scene. The scene where I was a rock star, by the way. Did I mention I'm off probation? Rock star!
These photos are fatalities. I know it's difficult. Please try to ID who you can.
Bad day, looking far away. Home, looking for the grace came. Gets in his car and drives away. Far from all things that we are. Forced on a smile and breathe it in. And breathe it out, he says,
we've agreed to let you do the honors. A few more burr holes to start the cranial.
Really?
You saved his life. You might as well help finish what you started. After I strip off the periosteum, you can see what a high-speed pneumatic neurosurgical drill feels like.
Drill, please.
Two pregnant women. One of them is... She's in bad shape. She's pretty beat up. She might be hard to recognize.
I don't know. What color is her hair?
Brown. Reddish.
My wife is blonde. Brownish, but blonde.
Well, it's, sometimes the blood makes her look darker like that. You know, red. I know you can't tell from the photo, but her eyes, they're pretty distinctive.
Casey's eyes are very distinctive.
Yeah. Brown. But not that really dark, dark brown. More golden and really warm.
It's not her. Casey's eyes are blue. Very, very blue.
I'm sorry.
I thought you said you had two pregnant women.
Yeah, we, the other one is, she's...
Jane Doe, hypothermic.
It's not Jane Doe, it's Mary Frank.
Derek, how long has she been down?
I don't know. She's alive.
Derek.
She's alive.
Okay, look, I need you to help me get her inside. Clear a trauma bay! Dad!
How was your surgery, Dr. Burke?
Well, the patient is out of the woods now, Dr. Yang. Thanks for asking.
Ow!
You're numbed.
Whatever. It looked harsh.
I'm going to finish this.
What is your problem?
No, everyone's back. Everyone's back except her. And I listen to her every day about her McLove life and McDreamy and McCrap. And on the one day I have a thing, she disappears.
Meredith, this is about Meredith.
She doesn't know yet.
Meredith.
She's my person.
Right. And if Meredith doesn't approve, then
no,
what?
This is not about getting her approval. It's about...
What?
Telling her makes it... If I murdered someone, she's the person I call to help me drag the corpse across the living room floor.
Okay, see, now you're likening someone here to a corpse. I'm done.
She's my person.
Removing the bone flap.
Ready with suction?
You're looking good.
Yes. Yes, it is. Dr. Stevens, it's your pager.
That's okay, it can wait.
I think you want to take this page.
How's she doing?
She's holding steady for now. Anybody claim her yet?
No. She's still a Jane Doe. I'd notice.
What?
If you went missing, I'd notice.
Suction here, please.
Callie?
O'Malley, I'm working. What do you want?
I read on the board you're doing an internal fixation of the lumbar spine on a John Doe from the ferry crash, age 7.
That's right.
Can I see his face?
I'm in the middle of surgery.
I know. Is this boy your patient? I know the picture's half smeared and hard to see, but... Please tell me it's him. Tell me he has been right here, under my nose, open on your table all day and not drifting along the bottom of the ocean. Please tell me that.
Hold the photo under the light so I can get a better look. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my kid. I could spot those goofy ears anywhere.
Really?
Really.
I can't kiss you right now because you're scrubbed in, but tonight, when you get home, I am going
okay, to... Okay, okay. All right, you know what, people? Let's focus here. George, I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Okay.
So, yeah. Bye.
Start a central line, but you have to get out of the way.
We put 3 milligram of Epidemic ET.
Derek,
last dose was 3 minutes ago. We should push.
Shepard, get out.
I think we should push just one atropine. I think I saw some reactivity in the pupils before the atropine, and I think she might have actually had some a cardiac...
Shepard, get out!
We need to put an external pacer on just to make sure.
We need to save her life. You can't do this. We need to do this. Now go. Go.
Okay, she has a new 18 gauge in her left AC. Push one of Epi through it.
He threw me out.
What do you need?
I need you to go in there.
Give me a new warm blanket. The temp's still only at 80 degrees.
Can I do?
She needs an ABG. Whoa. Was that VFib? Charge to 300. Let's go. Okay. Clear. Back to asystole. Keep compressions going.
Oh, my God.
She's hypothermic.
Have you tried a warm peritoneal lavage or even a continuous viral lavage with warm fluids? You do a thoracotomy?
Get back to ABG. Come on, let's go, people.
She will come through this.
You don't know that.
She will come through this.
People die.
I know people die. People die in front of us every day. But I believe Meredith will survive this. I believe in the good. I believe that it's been a hell of a year. And I believe that in the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, we will all be okay. I believe a lot of things. I believe that Denny is always with me. And I believe that if I eat a tub of butter and no one sees me, the calories don't count. And I believe that surgeons who prefer staples over stitches are just lazy. And I believe that you are a man who made a terrible mistake marrying Kelly.
And I believe that because I'm your best friend, I can tell you this, and we can be okay. I believe even though you made this mistake, you will be okay. I believe we survived, George. I believe that believing we survive is what makes us survive.
Push another epi. How many is that?
This is our fourth round, sir.
Been here 20 minutes, sir.
Still in a systole.
We're losing her.
Ted?
Damn right you are.